Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Northumberland County is set to open 132 childcare spaces throughout the county in the coming weeks. Cobourg, Port Hope, and Warkworth will see new spaces as the county looks to take 50 children off the wait list. I spoke with Northumberland County Early Years Services Manager Leslie Patterson about the impact of the new spaces.
Very significant. Of those spaces, we have another additional 82 that will be opening. So we have 132 new spaces that will be opening over the course of the next few weeks. We have been tasked from the province of Ontario to increase our childcare spaces for 0 to 5 by 404 spaces, and that's part of the Canada-wide Early Learning and Childcare Program.
Now, you mentioned the 404 spaces. That's to be completed by the end of, in 2 years, basically. That seems to be a very ambitious goal. Are you guys confident you'd be able to meet that target?
We're working very hard towards meeting that target. We're very excited working with our partners, currently our childcare partners in Northumberland County. And we're really working on our access and inclusion plan to ensure we're opening spaces in the areas that they're needed.
Now, the press release indicated that there is at least one rural community, Warkworth, getting some of those spaces. I imagine that you're working with other municipalities, Brighton, Camelford, Colborne, Grafton, possibly Beaudley, to open child care spaces there as well. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. We do have in the works 49 spaces scheduled to be open in the Canton Hub. So that is rural North Port Hope. Hopefully by the end of this year of 2025. We also did open 10 infant spaces in Brighton. So we are continuing to work towards looking at our rural areas to keep increasing spaces there too.
So what is the current wait list in the county for childcare spaces?
Well, there is no centralized wait list for childcare services in Northumberland. Every childcare organization operates their own wait list. That's one of the reasons we encourage families to reach out and connect with as many operators as possible that would meet their needs to get on the wait list. Early last year, we did do a point-in-time assessment of the wait list, and at that time, we had about 1,600 children on the wait list from 12 and under, so children 12 and under on the wait list, and children are spending approximately 14.6 months on the wait list at that time. So we will do another point-in-time count probably this spring to see where we're at.
Now, is the 404 child care spaces in the next 2 years, is that to meet the current demand, or is that assessed to meet future needs as well?
That was assessed by the Ministry of Education. So the goal of the Access and Inclusion Plan for the province of Ontario was 37% access for children 0 to 5. So the 404 spaces will bring our access up to 37% across Northumberland County for children 0 to 5.
Now let's talk about employment, because clearly there'll need to be early childhood educators hired to fill these positions to accommodate the influx of children. What's the recruitment looking like for that?
We're working really hard with our partners. So on our Northumberland County website, we do have a link to all the jobs in Northumberland County for early years. So we encourage people to go on there if they're interested in a career in early years. And that could be for someone who's a registered early childhood educator or someone who would like to be an early childhood educator assistant. Or we have dietary specialists in all our programs. So there's lots of different positions that are open for people. So we encourage people who are interested in working in early years to go and look. So we're working with our partners on that. We do have a video about why Northumberland is a great place to work and play. So we also encourage people to view that. We're working with our local colleges. We've had students come visit from the local colleges, really promoting why they would like to come here after they graduate. So we have lots of different things in the works. We also do a program in the summer for 6 weeks called our EYEI program, where we work with participants on Ontario Works or students, giving them a 6-week opportunity to see what it's like in childcare. So we do 2 weeks of classroom time where they get their food handlers, they learn about how does learning happen, our pedagogy for early years, they get their first aid and CPR. So we do 2 weeks in the classroom, and then they do 4 weeks in a licensed childcare program. So they have experience, and many of those participants have gone on to either get enroll to do their early childhood education or to receive positions right away. So that's always a great program that we like to do, and we'll have another intake coming this summer. So I'm promoting that too at the same time.
Well, that's wonderful. I understand too that there is renovation money or capital money available to childcare operators. What's the uptake in that so far?
Apparently, there are some additional funds coming for startup to assist with renovations, retrofits. As of right now, we're just receiving startup grant funding through the Canada-wide Early Learning System and some other federal support. So that's the funding we've used to support the three programs that have opened right now. Some programs might be opening without assistance. Some will be waiting to find out more what assistance is available. So we find out every year what our allotment is for our startup grant. So we're working together with our operators to see what we can do. And it's just for retrofits and for equipment. We can't purchase a building or build brand new. It's specific for those kinds of renovations.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.